In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just a recap verse from John chapter 6, the final words Jesus said this in this morning's gospel. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. God's Word. In 1921, the residents of Indianapolis, Indiana, awoke to what was being proclaimed as a wonder. A wonder is coming. And the date was set for May 21st. When the day arrived, what they were treated to was one of the first pre-sliced loaves of bread ever produced that for decades afterwards would be a household name in every kitchen in America, Wonder Bread. And the packaging on Wonder Bread depicted healthy, happy children. Why? Because they ate Wonder Bread. One packaging from the 1950s had two young people on it, kind of like a before and an after snapshot. And so the first one depicted a young woman. Oh, she was sick with a cold. And so the message one must conclude from the ad was, she could have avoided the simple problem just by if she had eaten her Wonder Bread. Because if you eat Wonder Bread, you just don't get sick. Then the second picture on the same loaf featured a young man, muscular, boosted with all of this immunity from Wonder Bread. So much so that it depicted him with earmuffs over his ears, and he was skiing downhill in the middle of winter without a shirt on. Right? The miraculous and magical ingredients of Wonder Bread, you know, eat bread, grow strong. John chapter 6 is arguably the Wonder Bread chapter of the Bible. It starts off with Jesus' miraculous feeding of the 5,000. The people are clamoring for it. And the end of the chapter, finally, is to the point where Jesus says, I am the bread. I am going to be the bread of life. And that's John chapter 6. It began last week's Sunday's Gospels. But when you step away from that chapter and follow the breadcrumb trail, you literally will encounter bread everywhere in Holy Scriptures. After the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, God's conversation with Adam and Eve included bread. He said this, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat your bread. Bread, rather than money, was a form of payment as a payment for work, for subsistence for those who were hired and their families as well. And so you've heard the term the breadwinner in the family. Well, that's someone who has a job and is bringing home the dough. In the Old Testament reading this morning from Exodus chapter 16, you heard of ancient bread for the historic people of Israel. God kept them from starving by providing bread from heaven. It was called manna, the first known frosted flakes. It kept them alive and it satisfied. But then you get to the Old Testament tabernacle and temple, and sure enough, there's a table of showbread. 12 loaves that were in two rows of 6 loaves each, given to God as a gift, but also to signify God's sustaining us in all of our needs in life. See, that was in the Old Testament. But then in the New Testament, it was Jesus who told us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, give us today our daily bread, because God will provide for all of our needs. But even in the early Christian church, you hear this. Early Christians got together and they broke bread to put on display their right relationship with one another. But then even this morning, it's now Jesus again. He's going to take bread, he's going to bless it, break it, and he's going to say, take and eat. So we've just made a total complete circle back to John chapter 6. Jesus takes a little boy's lunch of fish and bread. He blesses it, breaks it, distributes it, and it feeds well over 5,000 hungry mouths. And the people who are being fed realized this is something pretty special. We're told this must be the prophet who was to come into the world. And you know what the people wanted to do after that? We're told in John chapter 6, the people then began to take Jesus by force in order to make him a king. Now that's an interesting little phrase. Force Jesus to be their king. King for their lives, but only for loaves. Use Jesus, but not really listen or obey him. All right, that brings us to today's gospel lesson. You are going to hear Jesus' response to people who claim Jesus to be king of their lives, but only for loaves. Jesus says to them, as he says to you and to me, here's what he says, be careful what bread you choose to eat. And then he narrows your choice for bread down to just two. Not wheat or white, but perishable and imperishable. There's the wonder bread of the world, and then there's the real wonder bread of Jesus. And the people heard these two choices for bread, but they were confused by it. And so Jesus explains it. He says, you're looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and you had your fill. They did not chase Jesus to find the Savior Jesus claimed to be. They chased Jesus in order to find the Savior that they wanted him to be. And I think people are still doing that today. People have an image of what they want Jesus to be in their minds, but it doesn't necessarily correspond with the Savior that God sent. Why is that? I believe it's because we live in a culture that wants, and we want it now. I wonder if faith in Jesus is becoming kind of like this feeding trough faith, right? And so we pray, dear God, dump your slop bucket of blessings into my life. That way I just don't have to work so hard for it. And I wonder if that's exactly how we begin to pray. We pray for what we want, and we pray that we get what we want. And we're setting ourselves up for disappointment when we don't get what we want, and we don't get it now. That's why Jesus said, don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Don't work for food that spoils, food for eternal life. There's your two choices this morning. Jesus has just given you two choices for bread. One that spoils, but one that endures. One that dies, the other that gives life. And what I'm fascinated by is the way Jesus differentiates between those two breads, those two foods, is two words that can be used for one word, life, right? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. There's a Greek word called bios that is used for your physical life, biology. That's the science of life. Wonder bread sustains your biological life. The other word for life in the Greek, it's called zoe. And zoe is more than just a physical existence. It's highlighting the quality of life, a quality of life that once it starts, it never ends. And so a zoe, an eternal zoe, is Jesus is talking about eternal happiness. He's talking about eternal joy. And once you have this happiness and joy, you never lose it. It just lasts forever. This is the best kind of life possible, better than any life you could ever dream about. So when Jesus says the statement, I am the bread of life, he doesn't use the word for I am the bread of bios. I am the bread of zoe, he says. The bread that Jesus wants to give isn't meant to sustain life, Wonder Bread. But this is the kind of bread that's even able to give. It gives life, the kind of life, the real life that never ends. See, in ancient Egypt, bread was such a major part of their diets, whether you're a peasant or a pharaoh, that when they died, in their tombs of the deceased, they would put loaves of bread to kind of help them, to give them some food for the afterlife. See, that's the bread of the dead. Take inventory of your life this morning. Evaluate what bread you've been eating. If it's all about the bios, if all of your energy is about is towards the next relationship, the next career advancement, if it's about what you're going to be doing next home improvement project, if it's going to be about what you're going to be wanting to do for the next weekend, see, in and of itself, it's not a bad thing. But if that becomes the thing that you hunger for and the thing that makes you most happy, you're eating bread of the dead. Fortnite is the most popular video game on the planet right now. 125 million adults and children are playing it. It's getting to the point that some parents are hiring coaches for their kids so that they can get even better at it. Why? Because they feel this is important for their lives. Not that Fortnite in and of itself is bad, but if it becomes the one thing that you hunger for, the only thing that makes you happy, that is bread of the dead. If all of your ambitions, your goals in life, don't match up with the soy life that God wants for you, you're eating the bread of the dead. And then you're going to be setting yourself up for hunger pains that will never be fully satisfied in this bios life. And you want to know what the end result was for Adam and Eve's choice of fruit, for yours and my choice of bread? This is what really makes us afraid. It's soy. The soy life, which isn't just a quality of life that is happiness, but also that other place in which there is no food when you're hungry. There is no water to quench your thirst. Friends, God did not send His Son, and Jesus did not shed His blood on the cross just so that we can hunger after perishable pursuits. This morning, Jesus says, "Work for food that endures to eternal life." And now I think the people in John chapter 6 finally got it. Now they realize, ooh, Jesus is talking about more than just physical bread here. This is something pretty special. And so they asked Him, what must we do to do the work that God requires? And that's a question throughout my ministry I have heard asked over and over by many a confused person. What must I do to make God happy? What can I do in my life that will help me to get a hold of this bread from heaven? So if you want to earn the Wonder Bread from heaven, listen to Jesus tell you how. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." Did you hear anything about you working? Oh wait, no. Jesus says it's all about God's working. The work of God is to create faith. The work of God is to sustain you for that soe life. Saving faith is the kind that grabs a hold of the blessings of Jesus' death and resurrection. Your bias life, you may work hard, but your bias life cannot give you the soe life. And yet you're here this morning. You did not come here for Wonder Bread. But I got a feeling you did come here this morning because There may be a hankering in your soul because of guilt this past week, and it keeps coming back. And maybe you're looking for a covering of holiness to cover the dirtiness of this past week. And maybe you're looking for innocence to be restored because you lost it again this week. For all of that, Jesus then turns. As for the people who asked him, finally, the people, they knew Jesus was talking about something special, and they literally prayed the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer. They said, "For now on, give us this kind of bread from heaven." And this is when Jesus pulls out the great I Am statement. He says, "I am the bread of life." And he said this, this food that endures to eternal life is given you by the Son of Man. It's given you. Jesus is not a loaf. He's a person. And if you want to be fully satisfied, then just ask yourself, do I believe that if Jesus really did die, and do I really believe that if Jesus, his death, made full satisfaction for my sins, and if Jesus is that bread and has made that full atonement, then I can be satisfied. Because God is satisfied with the payment that's made. Which means you don't have to hunger and thirst for anything more this morning. Why would you hunger and thirst for something that already has been provided? Something that has already been given to you? So maybe you can stop trying to grind out the good life because the heavenly life, the Zoe life, has already been given in the first place for us. And in the second place, do you know the proof that this is real for you? Every piece of fresh bakery has a little label of authenticity that tells you the date that it was baked and the time that it is good for. Now listen to Jesus when he said, "On Christ, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." At his baptism, it was God the Father who looked down on his Son and said, "Behold, with my Son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." Now trace that back to your baptism, where God slapped his label of authenticity and approval upon you. If you woke up this morning and you felt spiritually hungry and thirsty, this is good. But to keep going through that in life and always questioning whether or not your sins have been forgiven means you're forgetting to remember something. You woke up this morning. And you may have forgotten that you're a child of God, but there's something more. You're not just a child of God, you're a baptized child of God. So ask yourself, am I baptized? Then your baptism assures you the authenticity, the freshness of forgiveness, the saving faith is locked and secured in the death and resurrection of our Lord. It's there, it's still good, and it satisfies. Because in November 2012, the original manufacturer of Wonder Bread went bankrupt. And thus closing a chapter on American culture and food making. Oh, you can still buy it, but it's H.O. in Mexico. God brings you together this morning not to fill your bellies, but to give you a filled soul. So that you can leave here, not because now you're going to go back to a happy home, but because you have the freshness of forgiveness and because your heart is at peace and you're going to leave here fully satisfied. See, you can be happy regardless of the state of your life and the unhappiness that's going on in it. Jesus said, "He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty." Oh, what comfort that promises my hunger and my thirst in my faith. It means this, that you can go to bed tonight and get up in the morning and you can trust those words. And that if you're going to be going to another doctor's appointment or going to work, you can rely on those words. For did not Jesus, when he was hungry and alone in the wilderness and the devil tempted him to take stones and turn them into loaves of bread, what did Jesus answer? What did he say? He said, we do not live on bread alone, but on the words that come from the mouth of God. The heavenly bread, the wonder bread that comes down from heaven. Let's close by bowing our heads and we thank God for the bread that He offers. Thank you, Father, for the bread that comes down from heaven this morning that you've offered us to your words to eat and soon will offer us on the table. May the offering of yourself make us eager to eat and strengthen us always in our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.